Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me is Joan Lowe, CEO and founder of Thoughtful. She shares more with us about her digital mental health startup. Joan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you so much for having me here.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Now, COVID-19 has disrupted every aspect of our lives and has thrown up new problems to deal with, not least of which is our access to mental health resources. And of course, put that together with the fact that it seems like more and more of us need that access to mental health resources. So could you tell us more about Thoughtful?
Well, Thoughtful was actually founded 2 years ago when I went from banking in Hong Kong to becoming an accidental entrepreneur here in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. Now, having been a mental health caregiver for the past 20 years, we experienced firsthand the challenges around stigma, affordability, accessibility, and also, you know, quality mental health care services. So the mental health care landscape has developed in the last two decades, but there are definitely still big gaps, and we need to fill that with, you know, innovation. So we are a digital mental health company, and we do provide affordable and accessible solutions to all. So 2 years ago, when we started our first line of business, Thoughtful Education, the aim was to raise mental health literacy through interactive programs. Now, we work with many corporate and also educational organizations, and we reached thousands of people in the process. Now, it was through this exercise that we started flagging 1 in 3 individuals for severe or extremely severe in one or more categories, right, of stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, this was, mind you, amidst, you know, your everyday high-performing individual, not, you know, patients per se. Now, it was here where we started running into roadblocks. So even, you know, with the best fit recommendations for budget, location, et cetera, people were still, you know, hesitant to proactively engage with their mental health. A large part of it was due to stigma, I think, of physically going to a professional. And another aspect, I think, is the fact that engaging with our mental health is not yet quite integrated into our daily lives. Now, most people will try to make time, especially these days, between a Zoom meeting to exercise and build our physical resilience, for example. But I think they might not do the same thing for, you know, their emotional well-being and also psychological resilience. So it was really in trying to solve, you know, this challenge of helping our existing clients to engage with their mental health that we have Thoughtful Chat. Thoughtful Chat was born. So it is a mobile app where we connect users directly to certified mental health professionals for daily bite-sized coaching anytime, anywhere. So you can be anyone, whether you're an employee, a student, stay-at-home parents, juggling your older parents, your children, anyone. You can directly engage with your mental health. Now, this, I think, has been more acute, and the demand has been even higher since the pandemic, as you rightfully pointed out, Clarissa.
Okay, so how does it work? I mean, you're saying Thoughtful Chat, and anyone can access it. So give us the lowdown. I mean, do we have to subscribe to it? Is an app that we download to our phones? How does it work?
Yep, it's very simple. So individuals can actually download it for free on the App Store. I just type in Thoughtful Chat with two L's. Thoughtful Chat is one word. And really, you know, through the app, it'll take you on a journey all the way to a subscription. The whole process is meant to be simplified and easy. So a lot of the times when people want to engage with their mental health, firstly, they want to learn a bit more about the topic to know why they need it and why is it important. And secondly, they also usually have to, you know, kind of go through this discovery process of figuring out who is the best person to go to, you know, where do they go to, how do they start, what to look for. And so through the app, we actually do that. You can learn about mental health there through our Learn features, which will be rolled out next week. You can also, you know, based on your preferences, we'll give you the best fit professionals to choose from. All their credentials are there, and you simply just select someone to start your coaching session with and start having a Thoughtful Chat.
All right. We're speaking with Joan Lowe, CEO and founder of Thoughtful. Now, I found it interesting that 55% of surveyed employees wanted access to online mental health resources. Now, I can think of a few reasons why it would be more comfortable to go with an online mental health resource. Biggest and top of reference for me would be the anonymity of it. No one in your office needs to know about it.
Absolutely.
What are some of the reasons that you see for this?
So I think a lot of, you know, the most obvious reasons for this strong request today is, of course, the fact that with the pandemic, there are a lot of safety distancing measures and there's a long queue everywhere. But I want to bring this conversation even to before, because this was something that we already saw, you know, even 2 years before when we started. So even before the pandemic, Asian employers were already identifying stress as the number one risk health factor. Anxiety was already, you know, being experienced by almost 60 million people in Southeast Asia, which is not, you know, a small number. And so the need for mental health resources was already there even before the pandemic. But as you mentioned, you know, some of the roadblocks like stigma, affordability and accessibility was something we firsthand experienced during our groundwork. For example, an employee may openly share that they are heading off to see a dentist or maybe going to a quick yoga class during lunchtime, but they probably wouldn't share the same thing if they were actually going to see a counselor or psychologist, for example. Now, in Asia, proactive engagement with one's holistic health, physical and mental, is still not quite common practice yet. So while an employee may feel guilty making excuses to not exercise amidst a busy workday, the same cannot really be said for mental health. So for these reasons, really, we were already piloting thoughtful chats since the third quarter of last year before the pandemic, because the demand was already there for online services. But when COVID-19 hit, we actually saw a spike in demand and had to bring our launch date forward by more than a month. Now, employees, you know, of course, had to adjust to working from home. Parents were juggling work and home-based learning. People were also very socially isolated. And even today, stresses such as, you know, constantly changing work arrangements, job and financial instability, and also health concerns and uncertainties, all of this still persists, which is probably why we have been seeing a consistent growth in our user base and you know, this ongoing demand for online mental health resources.
When I was reading some of your resources just to be prepared for this interview, I came across the fact that quite early that you adopt a preventative approach to mental health. I'm trying to understand what that means, because I assume preventative means before the problem happens. But in Asia particularly, I think most of us might be reaching out for mental health resources when we're already stressed, when we're already depressed.
Yes, 100%, Felicia.
Right. Yes. So how does the preventative approach come into play?
How does it work?
How does it work? Yes.
Yes, I think that's a very valid question. I mean, how do you solve a problem when you don't see it as a problem yet?
Right.
Essentially, that's what we're saying. Well, I think you're very right in saying that our focus is on, you know, preventative measures. Mm-hmm. So Thoughtful's focus is to equip individuals with the knowledge and tools to be resilient to daily challenges. And to also maintain someone's health at optimal levels and also ensure that they can perform in their everyday life. So our vision is actually to make mental health as aspirational as physical health. By engaging with one's mental wellness, whether it's through regular coaching or therapy sessions, is as common as physically exercising on a regular basis. Now, I do want to highlight that this approach is slightly different to traditional mental health care, or even employee assistance programs, where usually it is more a reactive approach that focuses on the curative aspects of mental health.
Right.
So for example, right, I mean, what does this mean in real life? So in real life, for example, an employee will usually wait until they are under tremendous duress. It might have already started disrupting their daily productivity. Maybe they can't sleep well, they can't eat well, or they can't focus very well. And it only, you know, it's only at that point that the individual is empowered or encouraged to, or even forced to show up for an appointment. Our hope really is to make sure that people are able to build enough awareness, build enough coping skills so that they won't have to reach that breaking point. So that really is what preventative approaches are.
So your hope is that for all of us who want to stay healthy and well, both mentally and physically and emotionally, that, you know, say, for example, Monday's yoga, Tuesday is a run, Wednesday is my check-in with my mental health resource, you know, and it's just like that. You, big deal. No, oh dear, I have to speak to my shrink, for example, because that is such a stigma. So no stigma whatsoever.
No, and I would even go so far as to say, Clarissa, that, you know, just like how we wake up, brush our teeth every morning, brush our teeth before we go to bed, we have our 3 meals a day. It's integrated into our daily life. So, you know, we take 5 to 10 minutes every day just to, you know, check in with ourselves, just to focus a bit on our mental health and build some resilience before we move on to the next thing. So that's really the ultimate ideal that we're aiming for.
I'm all for that because I absolutely believe in a little bit of meditation at the start and end of every one of my days. So it's kind of in the same vein.
Absolutely. Same vein.
All right. So we're speaking with Joan Lowe, CEO and founder of Thoughtful. Now let's talk about affordability. Of course, in these economic uncertain times, affordability is a priority for all of us. Could you tell us about your subscription and your fee structure? Because I do know that it is very affordable.
Yep. And you know, it was designed to be. So affordability is also a priority for us because when we were doing our groundwork, this was probably one of the main inhibitors, apart from stigma, for people to either get started or to sustain their engagement with their mental health. And so when it comes to effective behavioral change, sustainability is always key. When you start and then you stop and you start and you stop, that's something that, you know, just would not work. So how did we approach that? By bringing it down affordable-wise. So Thoughtful Chat works on a monthly subscription model. For the price of a 1 hour face-to-face session, individuals can get full access to a professional for a full month of daily bite-sized coaching. So our prices start at $169 a month onwards. Users can text anytime, anywhere, whether it's 2 a.m. when they're feeling lonely or 2 p.m. before a big radio interview with Clarissa.
I'm not stressful.
Definitely had a thoughtful chat before jumping on. But our professionals will check in daily, Monday to Friday. For corporate clients, it's a little different because the numbers are, you know, at scale. So usually they just reach out to us for packages. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that is affordability because it is whenever you need it. I may need it at 4:30 in the afternoon after I walk out of my show. You may need it before you come and talk to me, you know, and then several other times through the day on certain days. The fact that you can reach in is actually very appealing.
We want everyone to have that constructive space and that safe space where they can always, you know, turn to whenever, you know, there are any challenges or sometimes even not challenges. I mean, you know, gratefulness is something we always encourage everyone to practice. If they're grateful for something, share it. So, yeah, thoughtful chats are not just for times of distress. It's also in good times.
Oh, a little bit of affirmation also never hurts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
Now, do you see a growing need for mental health support, such as what you're offering in the months to come?
As mentioned, I think, in the Straits Time recently, the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic is likely to have long-term effects on mental health. You see stress levels rising with the uncertainty of the outbreak, as well as also the economic downturn that, you know, is going to come in the recovery phase. So the ongoing repercussions of the pandemic on individuals, whether it's financial stress, job and home uncertainties, or even home-based schooling while working from home, all of this cannot be underestimated, which is why leveraging on, again, the knowledge of professionals and building constructive coping and resilience skills on a daily basis will really be critical support mechanisms in the aftermath of COVID-19. Now, since the pandemic, interestingly, we also see a fundamental shift amongst companies, organizations, and even individuals, right? We see a shift in the dialogue where before our conversations will be very much focused on stigma, awareness, and education. Today, our conversations are focused on what can we do? What should be implemented for my people? What can I do better so that I can take care of myself? So that I in turn can take care of other people. So it's very action oriented, and I think that's probably the one silver lining that that we're taking away from all the events of the last couple of months.
All right, before I let you go, give us all the details again. Where do we get the app? All that good stuff. Is it a website? So everyone who's listening, if they want to access your resources, can.
Sure. I think if there's one thing that we have learned over the past few months, it's the importance of safety and health for all. So whether it's employers looking after the employees or universities looking after the students, we should do all that we can to preserve our well-being, not just for ourselves, but also those around us. And so we want to empower everyone to do so. Signing up will be very easy. If you just download our app, Thoughtful Chat, from your mobile app store, you can hit download and the app will take you on a journey to have a thoughtful chat with our coaches. Now, if you want more information, whether you're an individual or a corporate or organization, just visit us at www.thoughtful. That's thoughtful with two L's. So www.thoughtful.world. And our social media accounts are at A Thoughtful World.
All right. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Joan Lowe, CEO and founder of Thoughtful. Joan, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Clarissa.
My pleasure. Thank you. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.